The Southern Baptist Convention ended its annual meeting in New Orleans yesterday by urging married couples and pastors to work at preserving marriages. The meeting also adopted a series of resolutions against pornography and world hunger. In contrast to previous years, the delegates avoided controversial statements in favor of resolutions that would be more warmly received. Dr. Richard Land is the president of the Southern Baptist Convention's Ethics and Religious Liberty Committee. Good morning.
Good morning.
Why did the convention tone down the resolutions this year?
Well, I don't think they actually did. We talk about the things that we feel need to be talked about, and we don't do them in order to be controversial or to not be controversial. We do them because we believe that we need to be faithful to our understanding of biblical revelation. So, you know, we revised our Confession of Faith last year, which is the first time in 37 years that we've done so, and we spoke to what we believe the biblical revelation tells us about some issues that are very controversial in America, such as abortion. This year, we talked about resolutions and had resolutions, for instance, on the act of euthanasia in Holland, calling for a ban on the cloning of whole human persons as opposed to the cloning of human parts. We're not opposed to having part of your heart cloned if it'll help you with heart disease, but you're not your heart. You're more than the sum of your parts, and we don't want human beings in a whole human person cloned. We don't feel that there's a greater crisis in America, however, than the crisis in the family. And that's, of course, borne out by the latest census release, which shows that for the first time in our history, a little less than a quarter of our families are the traditional two-parent family.
And what do you think is the biggest threat to American families?
I personally think it's internet pornography. I believe that internet pornography is probably destroying more homes than any specific thing. But there's a wider problem, and that is the idea, the myth that has somehow arisen in this country, I think probably because adults want to salve their consciences, that they can abandon their children, they can engage in having children without benefit of matrimony, and they can divorce and leave their children, and it doesn't damage their children. And we now have a mountain, and a growing mountain of evidence from Mrs. Wallerstein and others that's just not the case, that it is very damaging to our children. And that damage continues into adulthood.
We as
Christians say that we bear part of the responsibility for this because we have not done as good a job as we need to do in teaching our own people in our own churches about what God says marriage is.
Your meeting in New Orleans attracted just under 10,000 delegates. That's less than in previous years.
It's less than in the years where there's a lot of controversy, when there's something that's pretty important to be decided that Southern Baptists have a difference of opinion about, you get more messengers. If you go back to, say, the late 70s, before some controversial issues were decided in our convention, they had about the same size messengers. When there's not something that's controversial among Southern Baptists, and of course you understand some things that are controversial among Southern Baptists would not be controversial in the general society and vice versa.
Dr. Richard Land is the president of Southern Baptist Convention's Ethics and Religious Liberty Committee.